Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Colleagues, co-workers, friends.
What's today?
What's today? Tuesday, right?
What are you listening to?
The Freak Show?
Yeah.
They're my favorite.
They're my favorite, too.
Just when I needed to hear.
Let the Freak Show begin.
If we do this, how do we know it's going to end any differently than it did before?
Unless that's what you're hoping for.
Exactly. It's time to start the daily routine.
Showtime.
Yep, it's showtime. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty. Carla, it's Tuesday morning at about 6:03.
Yeah, and I'm so torn today because it's International Kazoo Day, Mike.
I saw that.
And it's on a Tuesday. We might have to change it up this week. You may get two for the price of one this week.
Or just do it today.
Yeah, I know. And then make it just,
you know. They couldn't do it on Wednesday, tomorrow?
I know. Well, I'm thinking next year. It'll probably be on a Wednesday.
Oh. Okay. So,
God will and the crick don't rise. Next year.
That's how far in advance we're planning now next year for National Kazoo Day.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
How many other people still have a kazoo just laying around like we do?
Man, yes. Yeah. It's very sophisticated now, too.
It's just so easy to play.
It is.
And they're not very expensive.
So, have you tried to teach, like, did you ever try to show Ethan how to do it? It's hard to teach a little kid.
Right.
It's like, no, just hum.
Hum and blow.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
I know.
All I know is when I saw Brian Wilson include the kazoo on one of his songs. Yeah, a Beach Boy song. I forget which one it was.
I know. I remember.
But when I heard it.
Right.
I said, that you know what? The kazoo is cool.
We're legit. We are legit, people.
Thank you.
Quit, man. Come on.
Well, you know what? While we give away the Jonas Brothers tickets a little bit later on this morning at about 8:40.
Yeah.
We'll do, in honor of National Kazoo Day.
Yeah.
A segment of Kazookioki Tuesday.
We'll try to sophisticate it up today since it's the official day.
Okay.
You know.
Do some tracking and dubbing. And
yes, exactly.
Perfect.
Scratching.
Well, I've already done that this morning.
There you go.
Sunshine today and tomorrow. They say all week long, Carla, it's going to be nice.
Good.
High in the mid to upper 60s, low 70s by the weekend for the big game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ready for that? Only about 44 outside right now as Carla gets ready. She has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Are you a little older thinking, I'd like to do The Bachelor or Bachelorette? Well, now's your chance.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
More details on that and some other stories after Aerosmith.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. The producers of The Bachelor are doing a dating show for seniors in a casting call that was shared by The Bachelor producers. Lindsay Lyles, she said seniors age 65 and older are invited to apply to be part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Are you entering your golden years and looking for romance? The casting call says the producers of Bachelor are looking for an active and outgoing single man, woman, whatever, 65 and up.
Wow.
Those interested, if you do want to apply and look more into this, write this down. It's seniordatingshow.castingcrane.
Yeah.
That is C-R-A-N-E, castingcrane.com. Seniordatingshow.castingcrane.com. Check it out. Why
not? Perfect.
Why not? Huey Lewis, we haven't heard a lot from him. He does have a new album out, but he's opened up a little bit about his hearing loss, explaining how his condition actually makes things sound.
Oh, hold on for okay. Here he is.
You know, I lost my hearing almost 2 years ago now. I had lost my right ear. I was diagnosed with a thing called Meniere's disease. Could I play a show where there'd be a loud PA? Probably not, because a bass part, which would normally sound like boom, 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 to me sounds like...
Yeah, so that's why
not
he's,
good.
No, it's not good. He needs to hear the notes, not just feel the...
Yeah.
Like you said, the hawk of a loogie, apparently.
Oh, man.
I know. And, of course, the world's still reeling over Kobe Bryant. Now, I know a few people who do this, people who have kids, friends, some sources around them saying that Kobe and his wife, Vanessa, had an agreement that they would never fly together in a helicopter, excuse me, presumably to, you know, make sure that their family would be taken care of in case anything happened. Like I say, I know people who have kids who do this. some people who don't have kids who always fly together. Something's going to happen. It's going to happen to the both of us. You know. So, and Kobe was indeed going to be eligible for the Basketball Hall of Fame this year. You know what? He probably wasn't going to get in on the first ballot, but now it doesn't really matter because they will probably, you know, put him in without a formal vote with good reason. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I would disagree. I would think he would get in. He was going to get in on the first ballot.
Could be. A lot of people are just saying they make him wait oftentimes.
Oh, I see. Just
put him
as
in that first time.
Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe.
Exactly.
Right.
Don't miss Kansas, by the way, live at the Smith Center March 21st.
All right. Jennifer Maioli, Carla, got the call from the Beasley banker. She found out this morning she was $1,000 richer. Her reaction when she picked up the phone.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That's so cool.
So Jennifer has $1,000. Beasley banker wanting to know what she's going to do with the money.
I'm going to go to Atlantic City and play this slot.
I have no idea.
Going to Atlantic City. There you go, to play the slots. Yeah.
I thought she was doing a segment of Speak Up or Speak Out. Or
honey, get a new phone or a new service.
Yes, because it's just like.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
That's what Huey Lewis hears right there.
You have a chance to put some money in your pocket. 10K payday contest, less than 2 hours, 8 o'clock. And, of course, if you want more details about the contest, just go to our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. We were just talking about Huey Lewis, Carla.
Yes, I was, matter of fact.
Entertainment news and the fact that he can't hear bass notes to him.
Right.
Don't sound like bass notes. No. They sound like...
To me, sounds like...
Right.
So he can't hear, he can't sing. And,
no.
But has a new album out.
He does. And apparently it's stuff that he was working on, you know, kind of prior to this even in happening with him. So
6:24, technical difficulties. We don't have traffic. But,
yeah.
And it's probably a little too late for those people already stuck in it, but...
Yeah, it is. But, yeah, there's an accident on southbound I-15 at Sahara. Apparently it involves a maintenance truck with a trailer. Traffic is kind of squeezing by in the HOV lanes. It's apparently I-15, US 95, not affected. On the other side,
okay.
It is. And it's pretty much... Now, I don't know how far along it is. This is as of just a few minutes ago, but it is at a crawl pretty much from Lake Mead to Sahara.
Okay.
So, yeah. So do be careful. The spaghetti bowl's going to be a nightmare.
All right.
It does lighten up a little bit.
Any other problems you might spot on the roads, feel free. Dial it up. 702-739-9636 as we get our problems worked out with traffic. Hopefully some people will call in and keep us updated.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Come on, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, Carla, you had mentioned, and we had talked about this top of the show, National Kazoo Day today.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, you know, I got some audio.
Yeah, it doesn't knock me out.
No?
No.
All right. This is the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
This is back from 1978.
Maybe that's why. Maybe it's just, I don't know.
Remember Rhino Records?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They were the record company that put out all the silly stuff and people would buy them up, and they're only a couple of bucks.
Right.
This is their version of Led Zeppelin's classic Whole Lot of Love.
This is good, but... Hit the note.
Now we could do this, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could totally do this.
You just start playing loud, and it really doesn't matter what you do. It's just so.
Gee,
that's a whole lot of love.
That sounds good. It's funny.
So that's from 1978, Rhino Records.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure Dr. Demento featured it at some point.
And people, believe it or not, people bought that stuff.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, that sets us up for our segment of Kazookie Tuesday to celebrate National Kazoo Day a little bit later on this morning.
And later on, we'll be talking to the shark from Jaws. You ate two people. How are you feeling?
Dickie Goodman will be our guest this morning. But the Jonas Brothers tickets we have to give away, we'll do that at 8:40. How long, you know, the NHL All-Star break is over.
Right.
And everybody else is playing except the Golden Knights.
Yeah, I know.
Morty, when does our season, the second half, kick off? Friday, Saturday?
Friday. Yeah.
Friday night.
Friday night.
Back
afternoon.
On the ice Friday.
Yep. We're playing Carolina, I think.
Back east.
Yeah. Hurricanes?
Yep. Hurricanes.
Yeah. 4:30 game.
Well, that's nice.
It is nice. Darn right.
Because
like
everybody else is playing and they're getting points and we're just sitting here.
I know. Why can't we get points? Come on.
And by the way, talk about Friday. So you watch a little bit of the game or join us. We're going to be at the Hard Rock Hotel broadcasting live.
It's going to be a blast.
From 6 to 8. Yes. The last big weekend blowout at the Hard Rock Hotel. I'm sure they'll have all the TVs on to watch the game.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we're going to be like right there, right as you come on in.
Oh, perfect.
You know, so yeah, I know. We get to see everyone. They get to see us. This is going to be a blast, though. It really is. Saying goodbye to the Hard Rock, 25 years.
So Virgin is, Sir Richard Branson is taking it over.
And from what we've heard from the people at the Hard Rock, it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be
Now, they're not imploding the building.
No.
They're just redoing it.
Closing it, going to redo it, and voila, there will be a new Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Near the strip, not on the strip, near the strip. Because there aren't a lot of those on the strip or near the strip.
Where are we spending our honeymoon?
Mm-hmm. The Virgin.
At the Virgin Hotel.
What?
Perfect. That should be a lot of fun.
You know,
knock out two birds with one stone.
Yes, absolutely.
The VGK game, and then, of course, the kickoff the last weekend at the Hard Rock Hotel.
I'm hoping Mr. Lucky's is open.
I would imagine it. It sounds like everything's, you know, in full swing that night. So
One last pancake, man.
Right.
That was the thing.
Pancakes. It was at Mr. Lucky's?
Yeah, after a concert, before a concert, always go get pancakes.
That was one of the first places I went where they actually served grilled cheese and tomato soup together. And they cut them in little squares. Oh, God. The best. I keep wondering, though, the Virgin River Casino.
Right.
Out in Mesquite, if that's going to affect them or if people are going to think, well, hey, there's one out here, too. This is great.
The Virgin in Mesquite.
Yes. There's an offshoot Virgin in Mesquite. It's a
little
small
adopted
one.
Stepsister.
Yeah, a little petite one, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think ours is going to be a little bit nicer and bigger and better.
Yes, I think so.
With all due respect to the people in Mesquite.
Absolutely.
I'm sure it's a fine place. But looking forward to it this weekend. Friday night kicks off the festivities there. Sunshine today, going to be nice right through the weekend. High in the mid to upper 60s. 45 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Carla has that coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, do you really want to live forever?
Oh, boy.
I know. Think about that.
All right.
I'll let you how many people out there really do.
More on that and some other stories after Pat Benatar.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
There is a lot going on. Hong Kong Disneyland has been closed because of that coronavirus. Employees are wearing those masks and basically telling guests, listen, we're closed. You can't come in right now. Now, there are doctors who are saying those masks are not, it's a waste. They're not doing anything.
Oh.
Not doing anything. They say unless you actually go to the hospital and get the ones that are made and fitted for you with that proper seal, they're not doing anything. Not to mention, as you keep breathing in them, they get damp. And the dampness makes a nice conduit, apparently, for virus particles to stay.
I read something about, it's the same thing, just like they say once you blow your nose into a Kleenex, don't use it again.
Right.
Because it brings those germs right back to your nose in that area, so.
Oh.
Or a handkerchief, for that matter.
We're just doomed. We're all just doomed.
We're just dead.
Good. Yeah. And according to this survey, people don't care. People say they do. But a survey found that only 17% of people say, yeah, I'd like to live forever. 17%. So Yeah. No, I don't want to live forever.
I always thought, you know, your dad passed away at the age of 88. My dad passed away at the age of 85.
Okay.
And I always thought that's a pretty good age to check out.
Yeah.
85, I think 88.
Because if I can't still, you know.
Do stuff.
Yes. Then why?
Right.
Why? 17% though want to go on forever. Apparently 83% are married. So
they have no life as it turns out, so why go on?
And listen to this, maybe it'll help you live a little longer. Now apparently according to a survey, and they had just flat out asked people, how often do you do this? Cleaning your smartphone. How often do you do it? 18%, almost 19% of people said they clean it weekly. 14% clean it monthly. 60% of people said, what? No, I've never cleaned my phone.
You're saying, and using what?
Cleaning it off. You can use, like, alcohol, or I use, you've seen me use my little, like, a microfiber cloth. I clean it constantly. But I also bought... It's what is it called? Phone soap. It's called.
The
but it's
case thing?
Yes, yeah, it's really cool, and it's ultraviolet rays.
Morty bought 400 bottles of it.
Yeah, it's actually a case with ultraviolet rays in it. It like sterilizes your phone. You just put it in there, case and everything.
That's a pretty good idea.
It's really cool.
I think I'm safe. I wipe it down every once in a while.
Yeah, and that's good. Now about 7% of people say, "Well, yeah, I do it after I'm sick." You know. Well, okay then. All right, then. So, so clean your phone occasionally. Just take off the cases, maybe a little easy alcohol, you know, pad, something like that. Ew, gross, all of it. You know what? Coors Light won't give you a virus. It's gross, but it won't give you a virus. Brought to you by Sam and Ash. What's right? A few things you should know.
Christine's on the phone. Christine, what's up?
Have you been watching the soap opera, Carla?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I have.
Do we have to have a regular segment now?
I think we do.
Yes,
once a week?
I think I better start doing that.
Can you believe that they switched the baby?
I knew it. Didn't I tell you last week?
You did.
Didn't I tell you?
They switched the baby.
Oh.
And who killed that baby?
Who killed the baby?
Maggie. She got drunk.
Oh, well, yeah.
She got into a car accident.
I knew that.
And her other daughter died.
Right, and that was why.
And that was why that baby had died.
Yeah.
And that's why Adriana had died, because of her.
I've seen all that, but I'm hoping they get Will out of jail soon.
I really honestly believe that they will.
They probably will.
He didn't do anything.
No.
Victor needs to go to freaking jail for all I damn care.
Yeah, well, Kristen's
an old man anyway.
Yeah, he does. And Kristen, I don't know what's going to happen there. I hope she turns nice again, though she was never nice to begin with, really.
That's her part. That's what she plays.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't play it, who else is going to play it? That's Kristen.
That's true.
But you
that's
know
Kristen.
What? Brady, he's so sweet. And that's Victor's grandbaby.
I know.
That's Kristen being Kristen.
It is Kristen being Kristen. And she's always Kristen. She tries, but she can't be any other way.
And by the way, for people joining in the middle of all this, it's all about Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives, Mike. Yep.
Okay, Chris, I'm going to talk to you in a couple of days.
You got it.
Okay, bye.
You know what? If we're going to continue this, I got to get longer organ music.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
I think this is only like 25 seconds long.
Whatever. People make fun of me because I watch Days of Our Lives. I'm not afraid to admit it. I don't care.
All right. Hey, it's been a while since we've done a senseless survey.
Yeah, yes.
All right, we got somebody lined up. We'll do that in about 6-7 minutes.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we haven't done one in a while, but we love it when we do them. At least we do.
Yes, at least we do.
These senseless surveys where Carla slips into her character of Kathleen Pulaski.
Yes.
And who do we have lined up this morning? It's a guy by the name of JP or PJ.
PJ.
All right, so let's dial him up and see what happens and how far you go with this.
Hello.
Hello, this is Kathleen Pulaski, and I'm calling from the Nevada Department of Senseless Surveys. Are you available for a short survey?
Yeah, sure.
How many people in your household?
Four.
And do you have any pets?
I do.
How many do you have?
One dog.
All right. Have you ever seen anything constructed out of construction paper?
What? Say it again?
We can move on to number two.
Okay.
Would you have a baby to save your marriage or to be able to board a plane first?
What? Would I have a baby to save my marriage or board a plane first?
That's correct. We can move on to number three. Is heck the place that people go to when they don't believe in gosh?
Heck? What the hell are you talking about?
All right, we can move on to the next question.
Are these real questions?
They are indeed real questions. I've got just one more and we can wrap it up. Now, should we have an extra set of hands to clap for us at Rob Schneider movies?
No, this has got to be a joke. This has got to be a joke. Who is this?
It is the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Sorry about that,
sir. Oh, my God.
I can honestly tell you everybody here is cracking up because she doesn't give us the questions first.
No, I do not.
And I have to be honest, Carla, I think he's the first one that didn't answer anything.
I know. Like, I'm dying.
I don't know how to answer that. I would not know how to answer those questions. Those questions are ridiculous.
Would you have a baby to A, save your marriage, or B, just to be able to get on a plane first?
Yes, yeah, valid question.
True story. Just to get on a plane first.
This coming from a man who probably has kids.
Yes.
I got two.
By the way, PJ, and I don't even think we said his name.
No, we didn't.
He didn't say it. You didn't say it. PJ, thanks for being such a great sport, and you have the best day ever.
Hey, man, thank you. I love you guys. I listen all the time, so this is a good time. Thank you.
You're awesome. Thanks, my friend.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, yeah.
Yeah. Y-E-A-H. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the word you need to text right now to 45911. 45911. Win $1,000 and also qualify for the 10K payday. Go ahead and get online, 963KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app on your smartphone. Again, the word, yeah. You have 15 minutes to text it off. And in about a half hour or so, maybe you get some weird phone number calling you. Like we always say, go ahead and pick it up this time. Might be the Beasley Banker just wanting to tell you you have $1,000 to put in the bank. Again, the word yeah. 15 minutes to text it to 45911.
Carla, I just want to say that, I was watching your Facebook Live.
Yes.
They're starting to appear some suspicious names on your viewing list.
I know. I'm finding out I'm huge in the Middle East.
All of a sudden.
Me. Yeah, I know. And the Philippines as well. So I know. I'm getting some. But some of them, okay, Morty.
I'm choking on Gardetto's.
I know. I have to translate. Sometimes they'll say something in their language.
Yeah.
And luckily you can translate on Facebook. But sometimes I just get like, nice, funny.
Yeah.
You cute. Something like that. And I mean, you know, I have...
Now, are any of these people royalty? I don't know.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Because if that's the case, I'm out of here. I'm so out of here. I feel like David Hasselhoff. I'm huge in Baghdad. I'll tell you that right now.
Might not be cutting it here. But...
Yeah. They call me Bag Mama. That's what they call me. Or bad, I don't know. But, yeah.
Well, I just want you to be aware of it.
Yeah, I know.
As I roll down the list of names.
It's like, well, there's April, there's Marina, okay, there's Angie, there's... Who's that? I can't say it either. There was somebody this morning, I kept trying to say it, Saifaluya or something, and then I don't hear anything. I just get nice.
It's a great segment, don't get me wrong, that Carla does like 20 minutes before the show, Facebook Live.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want the FBI showing up.
Yes, I know. Neither do I. Neither do I. No, I don't know.
Cracking down on your Facebook
Live
segment.
I don't know. He said that he was a prince. What do I know? What am I going to question? Royalty? No.
All of a sudden, Morty and I are watching TV. Yeah. Wow, the royal wedding.
Is that Carla?
Hey, Carla.
just kind of waddling down the aisle.
He said he was a prince. She was right. Jeez.
All of a sudden, you're on an elephant.
Yeah, but I'm so going to Meghan Markle that one. I'm not going to stick around. You're not going to tell me what to do. No way. Wait a minute. I have to cross my legs? No. No. Have you seen these things? No.
First of all, I'm not. No. And second of all, I can't.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So, A and two.
And the only reason I can say that is because I can't do it either. Yeah. Sunshine today. Nice. Right through the work week and into big game weekend. High in the mid to upper 60s, low 70s by the weekend. 46 now. Another take on some entertainment news from Carla Rae coming up here in a bit.
Actor Mick Jagger heading back to the screen.
More on that, some other entertainment news after Bob Seger.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Really, a few little updates for you this time around. The Go-Go's have plans. Well, at least for now, for a limited 11-date tour, they will be here at the Fremont Street Experience June 27th. Some cool stuff lined up for this summer down there. So they will be making their way through Vegas again, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right there.
And there you go.
Didn't you interview a very young Belinda Carlisle back
in the
day?
Yes, I did. She was not happy.
Yeah. Yes, I recall.
You could tell by the picture. I think
you've shown that. You showed that to me a long time ago. No, she was not.
I was so excited to meet her because I thought she was so hot.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I couldn't wait. It was at a pizza, a round table pizza at Tropen Eastern or Flamingo and Eastern.
Right.
I can't remember where it was exactly. Maybe somebody can help me out.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
And she came in and she walked in and it was like, oh man. And we had winners.
Right.
That were gaze just glassy eyed just looking somewhere else. And
didn't want to be there.
No.
It totally
destroyed me because I was so disappointed.
Oh, but that girl right there on our wall, Jody Watley, made up for it, didn't she?
She certainly did.
Listen, Rolling Stones fans, no concert announced yet, but Mick Jagger, he's making his acting return in a movie called The Burnt Orange Heresy, and I was reading about it. It looks really good, and I mean, he doesn't just have a cameo. He's playing a character in it, and it looks really good.
Is he going to be
time around.
Like one of, you know, like when Rick Springfield, what show was he on?
Oh, geez.
Where nobody even knew it was him.
Was it Ray Donovan? Or which
no.
One? I know. I can't remember. Oh, lordy, lordy.
And we asked him about
it. Yeah, I know. I can't remember which show it
but
was.
But is he going to be like, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I've seen it. I mean, it's funny because his hair's like combed over to the side. You know it's Mick Jagger,
okay.
But he looks different. And there's some scenes with him in the trailer. Looks really good.
Wow.
Looks really, really good. An Anaconda movie. Reboot, I should say, is also in the works. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Did you see it, Morty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had Ice Cube, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they're going to reboot that movie.
Boy, color me stupid.
Yeah, I know. Well,
Tommy missed that one.
I know. Yes, Anaconda. Tommy Lee's pants are excited. But actually, no, Tommy Lee. No, the other. Okay.
Okay.
And Jim Carrey was asked about a sequel to Mask. He's been asked about it a lot, and he says he's very open to it. But it would depend on the filmmaker that's doing it. He said, I don't want to do it just to do it. But if it was some cool, you know, visionary filmmaker and we could really do something cool with it, I absolutely would do it.
All
so
right.
It was a huge movie for him. Don't miss Kansas live at the Smith Center March 21st.
We were trying to think of that show that Rick Springfield was on.
Yeah.
And I went back through a few interviews, and Rick has been on our show quite a bit.
Yes.
It was True Detective.
Yes, that's right. He was just creepy.
He wore that blue lamé suit.
And his face was all weird.
Yeah, with sunglasses on and stuff.
Ugh.
And when you told me who it was.
I know, I remember saying, hey, did you see Rick Springfield on True Detective? No.
And what? Jody and I watched that, you know, we were watching that show, and I go, that's Rick Springfield. She goes, who? And I said, that guy. The creepy doctor guy.
Yes.
Ooh. And she goes, seriously?
Yeah.
I go, yes. So this was like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We had asked him about that show and doing the role. And I don't know what was wrong with his phone, but here's what he said about it.
Very much against type, which is what, you know, as an actor, you is kind of gold. You look for roles like that. I thought it was great. I mean, I think the show's really incredibly well written, and I dug it.
I was just wondering, did you tell anybody that you were doing it to see if they would even recognize you?
Yeah, I heard from a lot of, I mean, there was things in the trade papers like, you know, was that really Rick Springfield? And, you know, it was pretty much everybody was taken by surprise with the whole thing.
Because I can't...
People didn't know it was me until, you know, I took my glasses off or until my name came up. So it's great. I mean, I love that.
Yeah, when I saw the credits and I said, I know. Wow, that is!
What? Yeah.
It was such a weird role for him, but he played it so well.
He did. He's a good actor. He really is, you
Rick
know?
Springfield, True Detective. Mm-hmm. Boy. All right, those tickets for the Jonas Brothers, your chance to win, maybe for you, maybe for somebody else. Last time we did something like this, a lot of dads were calling in.
Yes, they were.
Just trying to be a good dad, win tickets for my daughter. All right, we'll tell you how to win in about 6-7 minutes from now.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Can speak out in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all week we've been giving you a chance to win these tickets. Jonas Brothers coming to town. They were just on the Grammys.
Yeah, they were.
Yes.
You know what? I got to be honest. I like the Jonas Brothers. That might be my guilty pleasure when it comes to music.
You're a Joe bro.
I'm a Joe bro.
Well, even with spinach in the teeth.
Inside the Park Theater at Park MGM Grand during their run. This is going to be, when is this, in April?
April, yeah.
All right, tickets go on sale Friday, but you have a chance to win them before you could even buy them. All right, so in honor of National Kazuki Day today, normally we wait until tomorrow to do Kazukioki Wednesday.
Right, it's National Kazoo Day, and of course the big game right around the corner. You know what? We need to do some celebrating.
Yes, and in honor of where the game is being played, if you can identify this song by title we're playing on our kazoos, you could be a winner. Here it is. It.
Woo! Yeah.
Okay.
That makes me feel good.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Gonna let you listen one more time. Here it is. Playing the shaker on his phone.
Doing the shakers, I love it. Wish you had your conga.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, all you have to do is identify the song by title. Got the phone lines on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather, and then, of course, look for caller number 9 with the correct answer, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets before you could even buy them. Jonas Brothers, when they come to town in April. And in honor of National Kazuki Day, we're doing a Tuesday edition of Kazuki. All right, here you go. Jennifer's on the phone. Jennifer, can you do it?
Yes, I can.
What's the name of the song?
It's Conga.
By Miami?
Salma Jean! Hello!
Well, guess who's won a pair of tickets before you could even buy them to go see the Jonas Brothers?
Woohoo! I'm so excited. My daughter is going to be so happy.
That's what it's all about. You know, that mother-daughter concert?
Yep.
My first father-daughter concert was New Kids on the Block.
See?
Wow.
When they first came out and they played over at the Thomas and Mack. And my daughter, Nick, was only about, I don't know, 9 years old, something like 9, 10. She goes, Dad, I'm not going to scream like all those other stupid girls.
Uh-huh.
And they came, they hit the stage, and she went nuts. You're going to have so much fun. Jonas Brothers, Park Theater, Park MGM. Tickets don't go on sale until Friday. You already have a pair from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, and have a great day.
Okay.
Congratulations, Brian Birdsall, who got the call from the Beasley Banker. Told him he won $1,000. His reaction, hold on, where is his reaction? It's right here. When he picked up the phone to find out he won the money.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
Now, listen to what he's going to do with the money. This is what the Beasley Banker found out.
I'm going to upgrade my car stereo. The whole thing.
Oh,
when's
okay.
the last time you wow. heard somebody say, I'm yeah. going to upgrade my car stereo with woofers and loud punk and
go
and
for it, yeah, man.
Going
why
to
not?
Where?
Audio Express
for the dollar install.
Home of the $1 install.
$1.
Yeah,
for those people that or go actual, back even further.
Even further, yeah, home oh, of yeah. the $1 install.
Wild West.
Oh yes,
in
Wild
Commercial
West.
Center.
That's right. Oh,
where they had all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's going to improve on the car stereo.
That's hilarious. I haven't heard that in a long time. He's going to put the big speakers in the back, right? You know, in
the physical, the big
yeah,
physical
yeah, you put
block.
Them in like, yes, exactly. Those huge
the
ones.
The box.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You'll have a chance to win some money. 10K payday contest less than an hour from now. Wendy Rush will have your next code word. At about 10 o'clock, top of the hour, make sure you're listening. All the details, complete rules on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, weird, wild, wacky stories. We'll do that in the other news. Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Couple of quick stories. Carla, a guy in England lost his thumb in a freak accident last year. Now doctors have replaced it by attaching one of his big toes to his hand.
Okay.
In its place.
All right. That's so common. Yeah. Wow.
Is that, if you were to go out on a date with a guy and as he's, you know, at dinner or something.
Right.
You notice it's a big toe on his
right.
hand. Is that weird to you?
I don't think that's weird. I think it's interesting, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they try to shape it a little bit. I was wondering, like with plastic surgery, they might try to shape it a little bit.
Was it someone else's
you know?
Toe?
No, his.
No, his toe. Yeah,
well,
his toe.
You need your big toe.
Yeah, apparently you don't need it as much as we thought. I know. I've heard that you need your little toe, apparently, with the one you bang so often, you know, on something. But listen, people get used to walking with no leg. So I'm thinking one toe. You know, you're going to be okay. No, I'm going to want to talk about it, though. I'll tell you right now. What happened? This is so cool. Can I touch it?
Before
shake my hand. Put it out. Shake my hand. What's that
order
feel like?
Food first.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I'm fumbling through stuff. I'm sorry. I'm all big toes
things
here.
I'm going to need to know before you go back to my place. I'll tell you that
do
right now.
Do you still
now.
Get ingrown toenails when it's on your thumb?
On your thumb? Well, your thumb's easier to bite the nail on now, isn't it? Those people. Yeah, there are people out there who constantly are like, yeah, I could still bite my toenails. All
and
right.
he's from England, you said, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
They
yeah.
wouldn't do that
yeah.
here in the U.S.
Oh, sure they would. Yeah, they would. Sure they would. Sure they would.
Hold on. Things to do. Book Morty a flight to Alabama. Okay. With all due respect to the fine people of Alabama.
Yes, it's a big toe on your thumb. It's not marrying your cousin. Jeez, Morty.
Oh. Yes, because that would be weird.
Yes.
Okay. Not to mention hitchhiking.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Woman in Michigan sued her own brother when she got injured on his homemade zip line.
Okay. All right.
She lost the case.
No.
But the operative word being homemade. That's like I would never fly in any plane that has the word experimental in front of
it. Right.
Me.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Why didn't you tell me, Tom? God.
Maybe she was thinking it was like Home Alone, you know, when he ziplined from
yes.
the house to his
yeah.
tree fort.
That's the movie. That's the movie.
Looks
okay.
good. Looks easy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. This is actually a cool story. We hear about these once in a while. A couple, Becky and Marvin Beavers, they took their wedding photos in the cereal aisle at the grocery store. They picked this spot because that's where they met.
Aww.
That is where they met. Becky was Marvin's supervisor at the store, and they just started chatting in the cereal aisle one day. They said it's a good place to meet people. So there's one picture. And see, this is too cute, really. You know, Marvin's feeder hanging out of a shopping cart, and they're kissing. And so, and he has a big toe. So,
How does he even fit in the grocery cart?
Ow, get the picture fast. Get it fast. And out of Macon, Georgia, they arrested a 49-year-old woman. She was... She was throwing banana peels all over the grocery store.
So let's play Mario Kart.
I know, exactly. She paid for them before, so they were her bananas. So she started eating them and tossing the peel around. And police arrived, and they went to arrest her, and she refused to be handcuffed. And she said, you know what? You're going to need backup, because I also had a half gallon of vodka. So she did forewarn them. So I think that's good.
Okay.
I think that's
if you say that up front, there should be some consideration.
Well, sure.
In sentencing.
Hello. That's right. Yes. Be transparent when you're drunk throwing banana peels around.
Half
exactly.
Gallon.
I know. Wow, lady. Good on you. It's Tuesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show, leave you with a little bit of good news. Well, a 25-year-old woman was walking in New York City. This was just this past Sunday. And there was a car accident nearby. And somehow she was run over by an SUV that was involved in the accident. Got pinned underneath it. Well, people immediately started running over. And they got over there, and about a dozen strangers worked together and picked this SUV up.
That's amazing.
The woman could get out from underneath it. She was taken to the hospital. She had some pretty bad bruises, you know, just some minor injuries. But she is going to be okay, thankfully, because they got that off of her and didn't have to sit there too long. And I know that's quite a few people, but that's still...
Adrenaline and
yeah,
see,
exactly.
I can imagine like a little Beetle or a little sports car,
a
Miata.
But you know, you got...
An SUV.
I know.
I'd be there to help.
I don't know that I could actually lift a car. You know, you hear about these people who actually lifted a car enough to go.
I love that story.
Man.
Right place, right time for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
That's why we say if you have a feel-good story, especially a local story, about maybe even a local hero doing something that we should know about, we want to spread the word. So submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:39, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by
Sky Diamonds.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have for you another chance to fill your pocket full of cash. 10K payday contest, about 20 minutes. New code word for you. Recap of the show, though. National Kazoo Day today.
Yes, it is.
Kind of threw us off a little bit. Normally, we do that on Wednesday, but...
you get a two for this week.
Senseless survey earlier this morning with a guy by the name of PJ. He was awesome.
He wasn't really playing.
And a good sport. And the things you can do with your big toe. Who would have thunk? Wow, all that and a lot more today on the morning show. So hopefully you enjoyed it. You have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.